There are often differences in young people's ideas and opinions and older people's ideas. Do these differences cause problems between young and the old, between parents and children? This is a story about a difference of opinion between an old man and his son and what happens as a result. The old man makes statues. He's a sculptor. He is poor, but he loves his work. He believes that by making statues of gods and goddesses out of stone is like worshipping God, because this is the work God wants him to do. He makes each statue lovingly and patiently. He wants his son to learn the same art and continue the family tradition. But his son thinks that by carving statues for temples by hand takes too long and does not help them to earn much money. He wants to make things that will be easier and faster to carve, so that he will be able to make them in large numbers for rich tourists to buy. In this way, it will be possible to earn much more money and end their poverty. He says goodbye to his sad father and the family profession and leaves his home angrily. After his son leaves home, the old stonemason is sad and upset. Salim, the young boy who works for him, finds the old man in a very bad state of health and emotionally stressed after his son leaves home. The old man is tired and weak. He worries about how he will complete the statue without help from his son, even though he knows that his son is not a very good sculptor. Salim takes care of the old man and brings him tea and food to give him strength to finish the statue he is carving. The old man works day and night without any rest for several days. Even though he is extremely tired, he continues to work, and finally, early one morning, he faints. When the old man opens his eyes, he finds himself on his bed. He hears someone working with a hammer and thinks that his son Gopal has come back. He feels happy. He thinks that with Gopal's help, he will now be able to complete the statue he is carving. But he finds that it is not Gopal, but Salim, who is working on the statue with the hammer. He is surprised because he has never taught Salim how to carve statues. Salim looks at the old man and explains that he wants to help him. He says that he has been practicing carving on his own and is willing to learn from the old stone mason if he teaches him how to do it. The old man is full of admiration and respect for Salim. The old man recognizes Salim's talent and will to work hard and excel. He tells Salim that there is nothing he can teach him. He tells Salim that he will be one of the best stone masons in India.